I was thinking last night, when I go to a bar, I get a beer, I get whatever. But when I'm at a You Look Nice Today, Fun Bunch Champagne Room special, maybe I should be getting something a little more special. I'm not sure if it's a You Look Nice Today specific drink, you know, like custom blended for these types of events, or if it's just an already existing drink in the wild. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think friend of the show Buzz Anderson is something of a mixologist. I bet he could concoct something special for us.
Ooh.
Yeah. Doesn't he like put foods in whiskey and stuff like that?
Our drink needs to have some foods in it.
I think Dan Says does that. I think he made like bacon bourbon one time. And I think he made like, I don't know, cherry vodka or something.
Well, that certainly sounds like the right direction.
I also think it should be something like this, like the opposite of a mojito. Because the problem with a mojito is you go in and you're like, order a mojito, guy. And that's like 10 minutes out of that bartender's life.
Right, right.
So I think that whatever drink we get behind, you're gonna have to be able to make it really quick and in a very large portion, and maybe serve it out of some kind of a trough with a big cup.
We should probably call it a Nancy.
Oh, I could like that. I could like ordering a Nancy.
Okay. I'll take a Nancy, please.
And maybe you're so busy enjoying your time with other people that you want to stack. Like maybe you want to take three with you just in case.
Right.
So you'd say, you know, give me a trio of Nancys.
Can we call it an Aunt Nancy?
Well, that's really ladylike. I like
that. Yeah, that's good. But that leaves the door open for more of a classic drink, maybe a sword with a cherry and a pineapple bit in whiskey or something like that. I don't know. I mean, certainly when I was a child and my mother or father would order drinks, the most appealing thing about the drink obviously was the sword and the cherry. So I don't know. I guess if I'm going to have any input, I'd like to say that's one thing I'd like to include.
Maybe I think one thing we want to do also is that I think a lot of times when you have a meeting of people who listen to an off-color podcast in a bar, people are reluctant to bring their kids because sometimes it's hard to get a seat and there's fights.
Sometimes it's not quote unquote legal.
No, it's not legal. There's no place would let you do that. But I think one of the biggest problems is it's hard to get a meal for the child. And so maybe when you get this drink, the sword has like a chicken finger on it.
Oh, that's good. For like a kid, like keep your kid quiet while you talk to your friends.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Tyler. You know, you get another chicken finger when Daddy gets another Nancy.
Maybe like a shish kebab, just like a flight of Mentos.
Well, like a satay.
Yeah, like a satay, like just like 8 Mentos on the sword.
That sounds refreshing.
That does sound good.
I like that. A buffalo wing already pre-dipped in ranch dressing, speared and just sitting atop your drink.
That's a happy meal.
Ready for Junior? I like it. That's a Nancy.
Yeah, bring your kids. It's cool. We got swords.